ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم
السلام. إن شاء الله today we continue on the study of the Qunna and the Makhraj of the Khayshun. The Khayshun, if you remember, the Khayshun is the nasal cavity. And the Khayshun we studied before, the Noon sound. The Noon, it comes from the nose as well as the tip of the tongue. It starts at the tip of the tongue and then the air passes from the nose. And this is where we have the wunna sound, wunna. Like when we have, for example, inna. The meme is also a letter pronounced from the khayshun, from the nasal cavity. If you say, for example, and you plug your nose, try to say it just as if to get a feel. Right away the meme will stop. Cannot say it. It's completely coming out from the nose. Because the lips are closed, the sound cannot come out. So this is called the wunna. The meme sound that comes from the khayshun. So you have this whenever you have the letter meme. Also, whenever you have the letter noon with a sukun on it, followed by the letter ba, it changes into a meme. This is called flipping. Do you remember what it's called in Arabic?
Iqlab.
So for example, min ba'd, it becomes min ba'd. But here, in this case, when you have the meme problem like that, this is hiding the meme, you leave a little space between your lips. Min ba'd. Darmihin bihijara. Darmihin bihijara. And then you have the nasal sound. The mean is pronounced, for example, with a shanda, and it has more of the wunna sound. Like in the surah, عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَمُونَ. Here the mean is elongated to about 2 beats. The wunna is about 2 seconds, more or less. So, more is better, actually, whenever you have the mean with a shanda. For example, عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَمُونَ. So you see how the meme is elongated. More than one, just a little bit, slight elongation, make it a little bit longer. Also, the wunna is present in different levels. And inshallah will cover that in the future. But basically the highest level is with the meme and noon with a shadda on it. That's the highest level of wunna. And then you have idgham, ikhfa, and then you have meme with a sukun on it. And then meme with a fatha or a kasra, dhamma on it. That's the least level of wunna. When you say ma has a little bit of wunna, but ma can't really pronounce it. But it has less wunna than when it has the shadda on it. So the shadda is when the meme, the sound moves from its original point, then from the lips, and it is pronounced. Like thumma, thumma. So here are a few examples, inshallah, we can read over together bi-ithnillahi ta'ala with the letter meen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen siratan maneena an'amta alayhim. Here's the meen, an'amta. See the sukun on the meen, an'amta. One point about the meen also is when you have a sukun, press the lips a little bit more to get the right makhraj, the outer part of the lips. An'amta, an'amta. That gives the correct makhraj of the meem. Alayhim, alayhim. Also, meem has a sukun on it. Then we have amma yatasa'alun, the shadda on the meem, which means more wunna sound. And then you have the long mud, yatasa'alun. This mud is 4 or 5 beats. Longer. Yatasa'alun, yatasa'alun. Hameen. Whenever you have meem in the beginning of a surah, it's 6 beats. It's pronounced with 6 harakas and it has the wunna on it. Meem. And the last ayah, fa'amma man a'ta wattaqa. This ayah has several rules in it. فَأَمَّا, you have the shadda on the meme with the alif, Man a'ta, the noon, do you know the root of the noon here? Is it idgham? Man a'ta.
It's izhar.
Izhar. Because the letter after it is a letter of the throat. Noon in the throat is far apart. Man a'ta. Notice the ta is thick. A'ta. What ta'ta. So you have fa is thick, then ta is thin, and then qaf is thick. What ta'ta. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. So these five ayahs, inshallah, we can each practice reciting, if you would like, inshallah. I'm not sure if there's any questions. Is there any questions on me? No questions on me? Okay, would you like to recite for
me? أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الحمد لله رب العالمين صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم عما يتساءلون حميم حميم. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى.
أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى.
نعم. Very good. نعم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Can you try to make the ayin a little bit lower from the middle of the throat? عالمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
Good.
عما يتساءلون.
Very good.
حميم.
Okay, the ha is short, it only has two beats on it. The meem is long.
Ha-meem.
Very good.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى.
Okay, there's an alif after the meem at the beginning. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى.
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 Yes, that's tricky. The ta is, yes. Ta is hiding in between two thick letters. وَاتَّقَى.
أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى.
Yes. جزاكم الله خير. I'm already working. جزاكم الله خير. Brother Sulaiman.
Alhamdulillahi
Rabbil Alameen. Okay. Lal sin lillahi. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillahi
lillahi.
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 Lillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Alameen. Good. A little bit more air in the ha. Alhamdulillahi.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Sirata al-lazina an'amta alayhim.
Good. The zan, try to put the tongue out and put the top teeth on the tip of the tongue. Al-lazina, al-lazina.
Sirata al-lazina.
Lazina.
Lazina.
Put the tongue out more and use your top front teeth. Lazina.
Lazina.
See, your tongue is inside your teeth. Yes. Put the tongue out. Lazina.
Lazina.
Yes.
An'amta alayhi.
Good.
Amma yatasa'alun.
Okay, good. Shadda alameen. Make the gunna. Amma.
amma yatasha alum.
Okay, seen, and you have to whistle from the teeth. Yatasha.
Amma yatasha alum.
If your tongue is coming out sha, put the blow the air out. Yatasha alum.
Amma yatasha alum.
Okay, better.
Amin.
Okay, more air. Amin.
Amin.
Okay, the ha is from the. Do you know where it is? What part of the throat?
The
bottom or middle?
The bottom.
Middle. Okay. The thin ha, the other ha is from the bottom. Ha, it's all in the bottom. Ha is from the middle part, the strong ha. So here, ha.
Ha mi.
Now you go.
فأما من أحتى أحتى وتقى
شنا على مين؟ على الدونة فأما من أحتى
فأما من أحتى
أحتى
أحتى وتقى
وتقى شنا على تا
وتقى
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 good think the practice will get better inshallah
inshallah
alhamdulillah الحمد لله رب العالمين. There's more air in the مخرج of the ha. This is the one, the strong ha from the middle, not the bottom one. Ha. الحمد.
الحمد. الحمد لله رب العالمين. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
Okay, try to make the sod and the ra more thicker, more full sound. So you open the mouth more vertically. Sirata.
Sirata. Sirata lazina and amta alayhim.
Good, good, very good.
Amma.
Try to make it from the middle of the throat.
Amma. Amma. Amma.
No alif. Amma.
Amma. Amma. Yatasa'alun.
No, the lamb is thin. Alun.
Alun.
Good.
Hamim.
Okay. Here again, the ha is from the middle. It's stronger, more air in it. Hamim.
Ha. Hamim. Hamim. Hamim.
Very good. Very good. Mashallah.
Fa'amma. Fa'amma man ahta wattaqa.
Oh, we got it. That's good. That's good. The ta is high in the thin letter in between. A little bit tricky there. It's very good. May Allah reward you. Jazakallah khairan.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Very good.
Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim.
Okay. If you can make the ya a little bit clearer. Al-lazina.
Sirat al-lazina. An-anta alayhi.
Good.
Amma yatasa'alun.
Now the hamza. Now alun. Alun.
Amma yatasa'alun.
Now.
Hamim.
Okay. The ha is 2 beats. The mim is 6 beats. So the ha should be shorter than the mim. Ha mim.
Ha mim.
Good.
Fa amma man a'ta wattaqa.
The hamz is thin. A'ta wattaqa.
Fa amma man a'ta wattaqa.
See here, that one's a tongue twister. The ta is thick, the ta is thin. Ah, ta, what ta ka.
Fa'amma man a'ta wa ta ka.
Now you got it, very good, mashallah.
ta is thick and what you said
ta is thin. Yeah, the ta is taqwa means
taqwa.
Aqwa is to give something. For those who give and have taqwa of Allah.
Inshallah.
Allah is praising us. Wa'iyyakum inshallah. May Allah make us of those who benefit from the truth. Inshallah. Alaykum salam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم عما يتساءلون فأما من أعطى واتقى
الحمد لله. The noon, mean, and meem are pronounced with a gunna and pronounced from the nasal, the khayshun. And may peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any questions on that? Suleiman, any question on these ayahs? Any question about it?
Yeah, I'm gonna ask about the pronunciation. You know, sometimes maybe different action. You know. Yeah, but is it like, you know, in the praying, if you don't see it, like maybe how it's supposed to, you know?
Yes. Very good. It's a very good question. The most important thing to learn is the what they call the makharij, or the emission points of the letters. Like for example, somebody says qaf and kaf, qa and ka. So for example, if you say qalb, it's written in the Quran qalb, that means heart. But if somebody they say kalb with a kaf, it means dog. Changes the meaning completely. So sometimes it's very important, it's actually very important to learn the correct makharij so that a person, they are saying the right thing when they're reciting the Quran. So that's why, you know, it's good to recite to a sheikh or a teacher.
Yeah.
Then a person, they can change their self-learned pronunciation and change it to the recitation of the ulama and what the scholars they teach.
Yeah, back home, we even have one time, you know, he was one of our, you know, teachers who was just acute, because most of them were, you know, they all finished the Quran, you know, from reading it.
Yes.
So he has to come back to ask them just to recite.
Bismillah. Oh, you recite to the teacher then?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, when he told them to recite Bismillah, you know, it was very hard for the pronunciation. You know.
Yes, yes. It's very important to learn the pronunciation even before you memorize. You learn it before you memorize anything, because your recitation, you might memorize it incorrectly. Like for example, Bismillahi, I know, for example, the seen comes out Bismillahi. So the seen has to be pronounced from the tip of the tongue. Bismillahi. Things like that. If you, it's very these things you can, when you sit down and you recite, just like today. Alhamdulillah, the first time it was maybe a little bit difficult. After some reciting for the teacher, the person will begin to change himself to recite the way the scholars we teach it, inshallah. So, you know, put the more effort a person puts in, the more reward they'll get. But it's very good to learn that, especially the Fatiha. Some scholars, they say, if somebody changes the meaning of the Fatiha, then the prayer is not valid. Really, they said, because the Fatiha, they consider it obligatory, and if somebody, they're changing the meaning of the Fatiha, and they are not making any effort to correct the recitation, then they could even invalidate the prayer. Now, for example, if they say, إياك نعبد instead of Iyyaka na'budu,
mm-hmm.
you know, it changes the meaning. You do we worship, addressing male, it'll make it female. Iyyaka na'budu, as if we're addressing Allah as a female, astaghfirullah. So then that would invalidate the prayer if somebody did that deliberately. Or somebody, they're making that mistake, it could invalidate their prayer. So it's very, very important to learn the tajweed. It's one of the beautiful sciences that we learn from our own Allah. Alhamdulillah. It's coming from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not any particular people made it up. Actually, it was taught to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or he recited the Quran with a tajweed in it, the rules of tajweed.
What about mud? How obligatory is
the mud? Because some of the mudud are optional, some of them are obligatory. For example, when you end an ayah, you can elongate it up from 2, 4, or 6. So that's an optional mud. You don't need to do that. You can say, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَمِّ النَّاسِ. Or you can say قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَمِّ النَّاسِ. The noon, I'm sorry, you have to make sure. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَمِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ. This is an optional mud. No harm if you just make it two beats. مَلِكِ النَّاسِ. No harm. But some mud are obligatory, such as وَلَمْوَونَ. 6 beats. And that actually, subhanAllah, it seems to have you can hear the meaning of the word in its mud. Ba-neen means far astray. If you say, well, a ba-neen, it seems like they're just astray. But when you say the mud, it adds to the emphasis of the meaning, that they're far, far astray. Al-haqqah. See the 6 beats? You feel the importance of this word, the haqqa, the day of judgment. You say al haqqa, it doesn't have the same meaning. That's an obligatory mud elongation. Then you have some mud that are optional. For example, if you look over here, you have yatasa'alun. This is obligatory. Sometimes you have in between. When you have a hamza in one word, you have an alif followed by hamza in the next word. Fi وَمَن يَعْمَل آمَنَهُ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. This is like called mud. Mud جَائِز مُنْفَصِل. When you have a alif followed by hamza in the next word, that one is also optional. Does it change the meaning? What will change the meaning is when you put mud in places where there's no mud. That will change the meaning. For example, when you add a wow when there's no wow, for example. When you say Na'budu instead of Na'budu, Na'budu, it could change the meaning, elongating it. Let me see if I can give you an example from the ayahs we read today. Sirah Alhamdu. Usually you hear people, they say things like Alhamdu. See that? SubhanAllah. You know the difference in the meaning? One is praise of Allah, the other is kufr. Just by elongating the other. If you say Alhamdulillah instead of Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah means is praise due to Allah. It makes it into a question. That's kufr. If you say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, is the praise due to Allah, the Lord of the world. Just by elongating that alif in the beginning. So it becomes kufr to say that. To question, it's a question. Does Allah deserve praise, Lord of the world?
became Kufr. Alhamdu. Because the Hamza in the beginning is an interrogatory. And then when you have another Hamza, they join together and becomes an elongated, a mud. Alhamdu. So, Alhamdu. The Shidda on the Hamza. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That's important to say that with Shidda. If you say Alhamdu, then it became a word of Kufr. So making mud in places where there shouldn't be mud, it can really change the meaning of the ayahs and the words. Leaving the mud out in some words can also affect the meaning and change it. So basically, to answer your question, the muds are very important. They can change the meaning.
We are so busy nowadays. We don't have really time to pronounce mud. We try to read as fast as we can. Valado lina amin, boom. I was like, hold on, six beats. I mean, where you going?
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Yes, so the. Yeah. There's some optional mudu that can be left out. Like in the end of ayahs, the mud is munfasan. In separate words, in between two words, there's a mud in between them. These mud sila kubra, fihi ma lahu akhnada. Right? Ma lahu ayahsabu anna ma lahu akhnada. That mud is optional. Ma lahu akhnada, nothing wrong with it. But the other, there's mudu that are obligatory. But the important thing is to not create mudu in places where there's no mud, or shorten the mud within the word itself. That can also affect the meaning. That can affect the meaning. But the mud is in accordance to your pace. So if your whole surah is quick, your mudu are going to be a little bit shorter. So for example, if you're reading quickly, reading quickly in general is not recommended in the prayer because you miss out on the meaning. Somebody's reading so quickly they're not going to contemplate the meaning. Somebody reads a whole Fatiha in one breath, how much is he going to contemplate? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm Al-Din Iyyaka Na'budu Wa Iyyaka Nasta'een. I mean, if you read
quicker.
Yeah.
Quicker.
Oh, I see. They one skipping out letters and things like that, then it will definitely affect the prayer even. But so definitely the Prophet ﷺ, he would recite in with tartil. وَرَتَّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. And this is recite the Quran in slow, measured tones. When you do that, you feel your prayer. You feel. Yeah, a lot of times the people say, I don't feel any humbleness in my prayer. Look how quickly you pray. They're barely making their sajda. They barely stop. You know, you make the sajda come up right away. You're not going to feel your salah that way. If you have to give the prayers and take the time with the salah, you know, then you'll feel the closeness to Allah, you feel the humbleness to Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, the Prophet ﷺ, when he saw people praying like that, somebody, he said, go back and pray, because he didn't pray. He didn't even consider it prayer. And he went back and he prayed the same way. He said, go back and pray, you didn't pray. He said, he didn't understand. He went back and prayed again the same way. Came back third time. Go back and pray, you didn't pray. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't know how to pray any other way like this. Then he said, when you stand up, you know, stand up straight and recite, then make your ruku'ah and become peaceful in your ruku'ah. Watma'in, yani be peaceful, be tranquil. You know, not this, you know, agitated, but tranquil. Then he said, come up from your ruku'ah, be peaceful, be tranquil. Then go down to sajda, be tranquil. Become to us, all your limbs should be still. You know, come to a complete stillness, recite the dhikr. Come up from your sajda, be still. In between the two sajdas, there's a sitting. If you don't sit properly in between the two sajdas, your whole prayer is invalid. Many people, they come up from one sajda and go immediately down for the next sajda.
They don't come up.
They don't even come up all the way. Then their sajda is invalid, their sitting is invalid, and the next sajda is invalid. Three of the arkan, of the pillars of prayer, are invalidated. So going completely down, coming up completely, straight, going down, sajda, sitting up straight, pausing, in each position. These are important. And of course, reciting the Quran, the person, they should make sure to do their madood properly. When you shorten the madood and ayahs after the Fatiha, it won't negate the prayer, because the other ayahs are optional. But it's not good to do that. And overall, in general, it's very important to learn the tajweed. The person, they don't end up making big mistakes in the Quran. How can a person, they're praying to Allah and they're saying words of kufr? That's very common. I'm sure that many, many people, they say things that are words of kufr in their salam because they don't realize it, because they never made the effort to learn the tajweed. So, how many people are questioning? Whenever you have the alif, if you make it too long, it turns it into a question. If you're saying, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, instead of Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, is Allah the merciful and the compassionate? Kufr.
Mm-hmm.
SubhanAllah. Mm-hmm. You have other things, like addressing Allah as a feminine. Iyyaka na'budu, Iyyaka na'budu, making sure it's fatha. Qaf. If you say Qul huwa Allahu ahad, astaghfirullah. Qul huwa Allahu ahad is right. I mean, say Allah is one. You say Qul huwa Allahu ahad, and unfortunately, probably, I don't want to say what percentage, but I'll say a very, very large percentage of Muslims, they say Kul Hu Allahu Ahad. Very large percentage. You know what Kul Hu Allahu Ahad means? Eat, Allah is one. Eat. So how many Muslims are saying in their prayer, eat, Allah is one. Kul Hu Allahu Ahad. And I'm not talking about a few people, I'm talking about literally millions of people are saying this every day in their prayer. They never learned the tajweed. And I met people, like you were saying, Hafidh Quran, memorize the whole Quran, making major mistakes in the tajweed.
In the pronunciation.
In the pronunciation. Yes, one of Dhaaleen, they say Wala Dhaaleen. Which changes the meaning too. Say Wala Dhaaleen, or Wala Dhaaleen, most of them, they say that. Then it means, do not make us of those who are slipping. Instead of those who go astray, don't make us of those who slip on a sidewalk, zon, to slip. Or if they say worse than that, wala dalin, da instead of law, they don't make it thick, they make dal. Wala dalin, like that, means do not make us of those who guide on a straight path. Why would we want to make this dua? Do not make us of those who are guiding on us. Dal, from dalin, dal, somebody who guides on a straight path. So when you say wala dalin, that means do not make us of those who guide others on a straight path. So, these are very, very common mistakes. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He will not hold us to account for what is beyond our ability. Somebody might have a very difficult pronunciation with something that is, they have maybe a natural defect in their pronunciation. As long as we're trying to correct it, Allah will not hold us accountable for it. But the problem is, so many people, they just have these accents and they don't even bother trying to learn. They don't even want to correct themselves. And that's what somebody will be accountable for. It's very important to, we have to humble ourselves. I know it's hard on the nafs. Oh, I got all these mistakes. The person that, some people get angry and they don't want to learn anymore. Mm-hmm. Say, why is this? I got all these mistakes. Yeah, my whole life I recited this way. I was wrong my whole life. Then they get angry and they don't want to come back again after that. So they hear it, they have these mistakes. So it's a good training for the nafs, for the person's ego, to make them have that humbleness to the ulama and the devotion. People who have that humbleness and devotion to the ulama, they'll get a lot of knowledge. They'll benefit a lot. So that's very very important that tajweed is to keep all the innovated recitations and false recitations, purify them so that the recitation will be pure in the future. If we didn't have tajweed, every masjid there would be a different recitation. And in the future, who knows what would happen. People would change the meaning of the Quran, but alhamdulillah, Allah of course is preserving the Quran from tahrif, from change. So He's caused the science to come about and to be preserved. Alhamdulillah. May Allah reward you brothers inshaAllah for attending the halaqas of the tajweed inshaAllah. Keep it going inshaAllah.
Yeah.
Something, you know, it's very good, you know. Keep coming inshaAllah. May Allah accept from you and give you the beneficial knowledge inshaAllah ta'ala. And then you can, in the future, you can teach other people inshaAllah. It's important rule inshaAllah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. May Allah give you the blessings of the Quran and Allah inshaAllah. Any other questions? Yeah?
Recite the Quran a little bit, then I'll go to school. Yeah.
Okay, inshallah,
yeah,
no problem. Jazakum Allah khair. May Allah accept from me, brother. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakum khair. Assalamu alaikum.